Taiwan SVG Cultural Night featured traditional drumming, singing, folk dance, Taiwanese opera and martial arts, rap and street dance. Speaking with NBC News, Director of Culture Maxine Brown said the event represented an excellent collaboration between Taiwan and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Ms. Brown noted that it was a fitting way to culminate the Emancipation Month of Activities.
We are culminating the month of activities, and it's only fitting that we embrace our heritage and merge with Taiwan. So yes, we can say that it's culminating the Grand Month, Emancipation Month, in an excellent collaboration. In fact, one day, because they have come, I hope one day we'll get to go. And so we've always worked very well with Taiwan. And having the youth ambassadors come one day, St. Vincent and Grenadines, through the Embassy of the Republic of China, Taiwan, will be able to take a delegation. That's my wish to the ambassador and to my government of St. Vincent and Grenadines.
How important is our relationship with Taiwan?
In my opinion, it's very important. From what I observe, Taiwan has always been good to us, and we've been good to them. And as we continue to do this collaboration and this inclusion, I think that we'll only benefit from Taiwan. In fact, one day, I hope that we'll sponsor a performing arts center, because you can see this place at Peace Memorial Hall. Though we embrace it, because it's very historical, we need a bigger space. And I see Taiwan as the gateway to that space.
Director of Culture, Maxine Brown. Meanwhile, some of the 2026 Taiwanese Youth Ambassadors said they were thrilled by the experience.
I'm really grateful to be a part of this program, and it's my first one to St. Vincent and also the part of this role, and I can't wait to eagerly explore your country. And today we have seen a lot of your culture from your performance, and we hope that we show a part of our culture too. I believe that this is will be one of the most important part of the diplomacy, to be able to trade our culture and to explore each other's culture through this experience.
It's really my honor to be here on the stage and become a participant of this evening, because I think it's really wonderful to see it, people to people, to connections. So I think I'm really happy to be here.
It was amazing, like being on stage with the Vincentians and like learning their dance too, and like learning how to move. It was amazing. I'm really excited to like share my experience back at home and let everyone know what an amazing country St. Vincent is, and share the culture and let everyone know that they should come to St. Vincent for their next holiday.
The voices of some of the Taiwanese youth ambassadors. And one of the students said the experience is one he will never forget.
It's a truly honor to be invited to dance soca music with the St. Vincent and Grenadines dancers. It was a truly remarkable experience. And we've never had this experience before, especially the steel pan performance. I don't think we have this instrument in Taiwan, so it's truly an unforgettable experience.
One of the organizers said the event marks 45 years of diplomatic ties between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Taiwan.
This year marks the 45th anniversary of our diplomatic ties. And earlier this year, we have the Navy ship visiting, and we have the Prime Minister visiting Taiwan. And now we have youth ambassadors coming from Taiwan here. So this all shows how close our friendship is. So we are grateful for the friendship from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And I think the youth ambassadors, they also enjoy working with Vincentian performance, because we had a very lovely rehearsal this evening.
Several government officials were in attendance at last evening's event, including Governor General His Excellency Sir Stanley John KC, Deputy Prime Minister Major the Honourable Sinclair Leacock, and Minister of Culture Honourable Kashaka Cupid. Taiwan's ambassador to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Fiona Fan, also attended the event. I'm Corvin Harry with today's special report.